You had said that you had felt that the job when you were working as a riveter was taking its toll on you. What kinds of ways was it?
Well, you're constantly on your feet
mm-hmm.
in those hours, you know, from, like I say, only 10 minutes in the morning and in an office, when you're working in an office, you may be busy, but you are sitting down and you're not constantly doing something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Even, like I say, if work is slack, we were supposed to pretend that we were busy, and there was no sitting down. You had to stay on your feet all that time. So 8 hours, practically 8 hours on your feet all day long is considerable, you know. And then the noise. Oh, you, with all this riveting and bucking, I think that's what got to me more than anything now looking back, because even now I can't stand a loud noise.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very debilitating to me to hear a loud noise.
Mm-hmm.
And finally Michael has gotten his music so that I, he is considered. He,
mm-hmm.
I said, when I go, when I'm not here. But I think that is the main thing, the confusion, constant milling around,
mm-hmm.
people just all over you, and then that, well, this riveting and bucking going on all the time. And then you got your noise from the final assembly was downstairs from us, and that's when the big racket was,
mm-hmm.
you see.
Mm-hmm.
And that would come up to us, too. So there was that constant din of noise. I think that's what, looking back, I'm sure that's what did it more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so you take all that, and I just couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm. You're saying it started upsetting even your menstrual cycles and things?
Well, it was, well, I've always had a difficult time anyway with that. And
mm-hmm.
that's what, it was just, the whole thing was just too much. And then I think that I was ready to get out of that. I'd had my little fling with having fun, you know, as an assembler and
mm-hmm.
as a war worker, and
mm-hmm.
and I needed to get back into office work that's what I was really supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm. Now, your friend, you say, went in and initially contacted this counselor.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did she see you during your work hours? Did you get called in to see her?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then how long was it after you saw her that you were switched over into the clerical?
Oh, it was almost immediately. Oh, yes, and this is funny, too, because I went over on my new job, and I was there for 2 days, and I got the measles. And so I was off a week. I had the lighter
mm-hmm.
version of the measles. And when I came back to work, I wore my frilliest outfit, a dress, you know, and skirt, because I was not going to have them put me back out there. And so, but it didn't happen. It was all right.
Mm-hmm. Did you show up in the first couple of days? Did you wear pants to the office?
I don't remember. Possibly I did,
mm-hmm.
yeah, because I had some dress pants that I probably wore.
Uh-huh. You mentioned that the pay was different. Was it quite a bit less?
No, it couldn't have been quite a bit less, but it was a little bit less.
Mm-hmm. Did they warn you about that when you made the switch?
Oh, yes, I knew that. Yeah,
uh-huh.
I knew that.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't that much, maybe. Well, 25 cents was considerable in those days.
Mm-hmm. Now, which department did you go to work in when you went?
A small tool repair.
Mm-hmm. And what was your...
At the same plant. It was at the same plant.
Uh-huh.
Vega.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What was your position exactly?
Department clerk.
Department clerk.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What would your duties be?
Well, I had posting of the tools. You see, they repaired tools, and I had to... I don't know. Remember exactly where it was. I wasn't there too long. Because, like I say, when the war was over, Rudy came in and displaced me
mm-hmm.
because he had worked there before.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went into the war, and when he came back, why?
Mm-hmm. He had been in that very job?
That very job, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And that's so you actually knew the person who came in and...
I didn't know him before, no.
But I mean, when he came back.
Oh, I even knew him. I saw him just a few days before I retired, and yeah, he was a very nice person. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see. Now, when you had first gone to work at Lucky, did you have any sense that? I mean, I know you said that you had only worked there about a year, but after you decided to stay, did it seem like a job? That there would be a job there for you?
Well, no. Right after the war, they began cutting back drastically.
Mm-hmm.
And they cut back in my classification within 3 days of me, you know. And so they never did reach down to where I was laid off.
Mm-hmm.
And during that time, I did take a couple of days off and look for work elsewhere,
mm-hmm.
but I couldn't find anywhere near the pay or the mm-hmm. benefits that Lockheed presented. So I decided to stay on there as long as they'd have me, and I just skimmed along and just got through. And
mm-hmm. So you were never actually laid off?
No, no.
Uh-huh. But they came close.
Very close, yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, when the war was still going on, did it seem like, though, without knowing about this GI coming back, did you sense that you would be able to keep working there? Did it seem like that at all, or that was?
I planned on it. Yes,
uh-huh.
I planned on it.
Uh-huh. Did the layoffs were they more than people expected? Did you get a sense of that people?
Oh, well, there were so many people in there, they had to cut down to the nub because the Army was not paying them, you see, then.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, it was terrible. It really was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did, now, when you moved to the clerical job, did you stay in the union?
Yes.
Uh-huh, so that was still a union?
Yeah. Yeah, still the same union, yeah, that was
mm-hmm.
still covered, yeah.
Yeah. They had actually, you got to the end of the war, and you had thought about that you might have to get another job.
Yeah.
That and the layoffs went on, but they didn't actually reach
yeah.
you. Uh huh. Okay. Well, maybe then we've pretty much come up to the end of it, and I can. The only thing I'd ask is if there were any with the very end of the war, were there any big changes that happened right away for you, or?
No, just that I had to get another job, you know, just change my department.
Uh-huh.
The woman I worked with in small tool repair, she was older than I, and her son was one of the civilians on Wake Island that was working on Wake Island, you know, and they were held there the whole time during the war.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget that when, I mean, she just stood there with the tears rolling down her face, you know, the war was over and he could come home.
Mm-hmm.
And, I just changed my department and.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now he came back and you left small tool repair. Where did you go from there?
Into a place where I ultimately stayed in facilities engineering, it's called. It was the maintenance function of Lockheed.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So, and that changed with that. That must have been sometime still after the war, though, because he would have had time to get back. How long was it before he came back and replaced you? Was that a few months?
Three,
or?
Six. Yeah, it was. Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to some of the girls that I worked with, you know,
mm-hmm.
about this, and I said, gee, I should have my records with me, you know, so that I could tell her just
mm-hmm.
what that.
Was there anything on your notes that we've left off that you wanted to mention?
No.
Covered it all pretty well.
Yeah, uh-huh, I think so.
Okay.
No, I can't think of anything more for that period.
All right. Well, that's all.